And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can go back and check it out. Radio4all.net or podcast the show through iTunes. Lots of great stuff in the first hour, even more great stuff in the second hour of the program. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Where do we get the charts, you might ask? Brian, where do we get them?
Yeah, check out Earshot at earshot-online.com. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report presenting a national top 50 every single week. And this week we are counting down for the week ending Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. Those charts are a culmination of top 30 charts from over 30 campus community radio stations, many of which are airing partners where you might be listening to this fine program, and specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and more. Reviews, interviews, and so much great stuff. So go and check all that out, earshot-online.com. And if you're just tuning into the program, we did complete number 20 through 11. You might have been listening to or missed Ben Kaplan, Joanna Newsom, Kurt Pirot, City and Color, Deer Hunter, Gang Signs, Fuzz, David Gogo, Emily and Ogden, and Kurt Vile.
All right, and you can check us out online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to connect. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release, which will give us a feature to play on the show. We love to do it, and gives us some great content as well, so connect with us on any of our social media platforms or our email at earshot20@gmail.com. Happy to do that for you. As I said, in this hour of the program, we have the top 10. Stephen Karlik's back with more music news, and Brian has the lowdown as well a little later on, a little snapshot of what is in the national top 50 below the top 20. And as we were talking about earlier in the first hour of the program, only a few episodes left of the show until we go on our holiday break, but that all leads up to the top 20 of 2015. We had a really great program a couple weeks ago where we did some predictions of the top 20 of 2015, so I feel like we have to hold ourselves accountable. And oh, yeah. When we do the show, what I've decided is for everyone you got right, I'm going to give you a chocolate.
Well, if I had known that there was prizes involved, I would have tried way harder.
You're not going to enjoy this, because for everyone you got wrong, I'm going to give you a lashing.
I don't even really know what that is.
Live on the radio. No, but I will give you a chocolate for everyone you got right. So,
well,
I didn't want to tell you there would be a prize, because then you would have worked really hard on it.
And
I didn't want you to have to spend that kind of time.
That would have been great.
So we've got all kinds of music to bring you in this hour of the program. We're going to kick it off with your number 10 and move up from there.
This week, Esmarine is at number 10, up from number 14. Their new one is called Other Voices. You're going to hear a track kicking us all off this hour called 1914. Then Proto Martyr at number 9, up from number 16 with The Agent Intellect and a track called The Hermit. And then we will hear The Game by New Order. Their new one is called Music Complete. It's at number 8, down from number 5.
Here's 1914, Esmarine, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
How much we try.
That was The Game by New Order at number 8, down from number 5, and the record is called Music Complete. Before that, at number 9, up from number 16, Proto Martyr's latest is entitled The Agent Intellect, and you heard a track called The Hermit, and we kicked it off this hour in our top 10. At number 10, up from number 14, Esmarine, a track called 1914 from the album Other Voices.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us, and we're cutting back to music news now with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine as we chat about what's happening all over the website, exclaim.ca. More news now, and we're kicking it off with news about Pusha T.
Yeah, this is sort of a weird one because I don't exactly know what the title means, but Pusha T has been named the president of good music. Good, of course, is an acronym for Getting Out Our Dreams. It was the company founded by Kanye West. The business move sees Pusha T stepping into the prestigious role, joined by his longtime manager Stephen Victor as the head of A&R. Negotiations for the deal began 4 months ago with a phone call from label founder Kanye West, explaining that he wanted someone in charge who could, quote, make it profitable and be very business-oriented about it going forward in a manicured type of way. The Def Jam imprint was founded by West in 2004 and recruited high-profile artists like John Legend, Common, Big Sean, Kid Cudi, and Pusha T for the roster. Pusha T told Billboard that, quote, I always look at it as an opportunity to help the team, and I think that artistically, me and Kanye have the same vision. He respects me as an artist. I'm not out here shooting in the dark, doing any and everything. He knows I'm outside all the time. He knows that I'm of the people. He knows that I'm in those specific mixes of things that are bubbling up, whether it's online or before it really even gets hot online. He knows I study those different avenues. As for West's role at the company going forward, the personnel shift will allow Ye to focus on being an executive producer, meaning that you'll probably be hearing more music from him, and hell, maybe the follow-up to Yeezus that we've all been waiting so long for. So some cool stuff here. There's a full interview with Pusha T about the business move at Billboard, and you can read more at exclaim.ca. So cool news. Hopefully that also means we'll be seeing Pusha T's new album sometime soon, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, depending on what president means, he could be very busy with other things.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All right, moving on to our next story for this hour of the program, and it is some news from the leader of Passion Pit. He's got some news for the world.
Yeah, some great news, some courageous news from the Passion Pit leader. He just came out as being gay. Speaking with author and novelist Brett Easton Ellis on his podcast, B, Angelakos addressed his sexuality and credited his stylist, Kirsty Mucci, who he actually married in 2013 and then divorced shortly after, with helping him to come to terms with his orientation. Previously, he had privately identified as bisexual, but he has been fairly forthcoming about his personal life in the past, having spoken up about his bipolar disorder and being very forthcoming and very courageous with that as well. He said, quote, I just wanted so badly to be straight because I love her so much. When I decided to really deal with it head on, which was, I don't know, in June, She was the one that kind of spearheaded it in a way, but then said, you have to take it from here. We were going through a little bit of a hard time, and she said, you need to figure out what's going on with your sexuality. You can't hate yourself anymore. Angelakos spoke extensively about the public narrative that fans and journalists have created about his life, and he and Ellis spoke thoughtfully about their experiences regarding coming out, being in the public eye, and the social constructs of homosexuality. It's all really interesting stuff, and you can hear the episode of Ellis's podcast at exclaim.ca if you want to hear more. But yeah, and a lot of musicians have come out showing support for Angelakos, including Rostam Batmanglij, who is also out. He is the keyboardist and producer of Vampire Weekend, and has produced a number of others. So some very bold and courageous and heartening news.
All right, we've got one more story, and that will round out the news before we get to Stephen's Song Pick of the Week, which is always a treat for us. So we will round it out with news about Lapalux, and if you've been waiting for more, you're going to get it, some unreleased material.
Yeah, Lapalux is, of course, the name of Stuart Howard, a UK electronic producer. He earlier this year released a new album titled Lustmore. It's a really great one. And he's now revealed another project online, Ditching the Vowels. He's shared a collection of previously unreleased material under the name LPLX. It's called Cuts Volume 1, and the new EP features 6 tracks that are currently available online for free, courtesy of Brainfeeder, the record label most famously releasing Flying Lotus's records. Sharing the set of songs on social media, Howard included a message that reads, quote, here's a little collection of some pieces that never saw the light of day. Now they're getting a chance to shine. So you can hear those online and also download them. Some really cool stuff. Lapalux is one of my favorite producers, actually. He's really great, and this one's no different. So check it out.
Awesome. All right. All of that and more, exclaim.ca. Check it out online, and make sure you pick up your copy on newsstands around the country. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week. We really appreciate all the music news you bring us every week, and I'm going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. This one's by a Toronto R&B artist named Daniel Caesar. Last year, he released a really excellent, sort of underrated EP titled Praise Break. Those who heard it loved it, and now he's gearing up to release a new EP. That one's going to be titled Pilgrim's Paradise, and he's released 2 singles from it so far, the first of which was called Paradise. It features Bad Bad Not Good, and it features rapper Sean Leon. Pretty incredible. It's going to bring to mind Frank Ocean, but this is a Toronto kid and so, so, so much potential. This is Paradise by Daniel Caesar on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
That nigga got a lighter friend. This is far, far from the east, my G. You're far, far away. Our year, man. I'm really getting this fucking money.
Father told me I faltered, picking fights with my pops. He asked forgiveness a lot, but I don't need God's forgiveness. Can I give me a witness? I could cry, but I gotta pick my battles tonight. Tonight I could cry. My life.
things you were offered. A life that you would trade your heart for. Ain't gotta die to see heaven, I got your heaven, nigga. Would rather rev on an engine than ever ever, nigga. Black sheep packing weapons, your 9-11s, nigga. How could worship be worthy? You love your God like yourself, so you deserve to be perfect. You deserve for your car to skirt and your girl to be skirtless. Fuck on a Saturday, nigga, miss Sunday service. Yeah. You made you 100 verses, 100 verses. That's why you need you 100 verses, 100 verses. Yeah, you wear your crown with a frown sometimes. You can't help but feel down at times. You were raised in a basement. Yeah, you used to pray on your spaceship. Spaceship, 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 spaceship.
I gotta make something for myself.
Earshot listeners, Stephen Karlick again, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Young Galaxy, Grimes, Beat Happening, Magical Clouds, Dilly Dally, Rival Consoles, Joanna Newsom, Rory, and of course, our annual holiday gift guide for the entertainment obsessed. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
When you're in love, it doesn't hurt. When you're alone, it gets much worse. You say it's stupid to be upset. You smoke another cigarette. Why would you wanna hide? We will see you through. And what about your love? When everyone else goes to bed, I see you walking in my head. The way you move seems so assured. I look again and I'm not sure. Why would you wanna lie? I've been an easy friend. And what about your life? Why would you wanna die? Said than done. And what about my love? What about my
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Magical Clouds. Their new one is called Are You Alone? It's on Arts and Crafts. It's up one spot to number 6 this week. And you heard Easier Said Than Done. Before that, we heard Jerusalem in My Heart. Their latest is called If He Dies, If. It's at number 17, up from number 19. We heard the track called Lao Bijo Bil Hijaz, which translates as What If Hijaz Was Enough. And before that, we heard our selection from Stephen Karlick this week. This week, we heard from Daniel Caesar, a new one from him called Paradise.
There you go. All right. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know what is charting below the top 20. And it totally escapes me. I had something. Oh, I know what I wanted to, talk about really quick before we get back to the music. I'm going to go see Spectre. But there are a lot of great movies coming out. And I always find it hard to pick because I don't go to the movies a lot. But it seems like this time of year, a lot of great movies come out. Like, I don't know if you're a fan or not. I can't remember of the Hunger Games. You didn't watch them, no. Yeah.
I've seen them. Sarah likes them.
Yeah. I feel like it's a disservice to myself if I don't go watch the last one.
Makes sense.
They were good movies, but I'm not like, oh my God, they were awesome. But I've seen all them, so I feel like I've watched them. But one thing I did, everybody made fun of me because I only watched the very first Harry Potter. And then I went and watched the last one. And I don't care who you are. You could watch that last Harry Potter and know exactly what went on in the rest of them.
I don't think so. Yes, I think you think you knew what it was going on.
I got it all of it.
I think you knew what was going on.
So my what I'm saying is that if you go see Mockingjay Part 2 of The Hunger Games, you'll get it all. You wouldn't have had to watch any of the previous movies.
because that is suggested. You should just like, don't bother reading books, just read the last chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't waste your time,
because you'll get it all in the very end. They tie it together, always tie it together.
Oh man,
except for Stephen King
movies. Worst advice.
Except for Stephen King movies, if you don't watch like a series of Stephen King movies, you'll be lost, because he throws loops and things in there.
What series?
All of them.
He doesn't have any series.
Exactly.
Well, so what are you talking about?
So you have to watch every movie. That's what I'm saying.
This is the most confusing. I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm also saying wait until the very last episode of The Walking Dead, and that'll all come to fruition as well. All right, we've got a few more.
They're not sitcoms. You can't just like pick and choose. I mean, you can, I guess. You can do whatever you want.
We've got a few more tracks before we get to the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5.
At number 5, up from number 11, it's Young Rival, Interior Light. You're going to hear a track called Scruples, and our only album sitting still this week is Metric at number 4, Pagans in Vegas. You're going to hear The Other Side.
Break. Don't look the other way. Don't on to the other side.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was The Other Side by Metric from the album Pagans in Vegas, sitting still at number 4. And before that was Young Rival, up from number 11 to number 5, Interior Light. You heard a song called Scruples.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You'll also find the national top 50 there, where we get the top 20, and we bring you a snapshot of what's debuting as well every week below the top 20. Brian's got that for you, and it's the lowdown.
Linda McCray kicks it all off at number 49. Her latest is called Shadow Trails. I should say we have 9 debuts below the top 20. At number 47, all the way from Halifax, it is Glory Glory. Their latest EP is called Where the People Are. At number 44, it's Kron Goblin with A Backwater, and then we find our way up to number 40 with Beloved TV Freaks, and they have a new one out called Bad Luck Charms. Stephen Lamke, also known as Baby Eagle and well known for all of his work in the Constantines, has a new solo album. It is called Days of Heaven, and it's at number 38. At number 32, Casey and Clayton, their latest is called Strange Country, and just one spot up is a new one from The Hearts at number 31 called Equal Love. Chairs have a new album out called Drawn Into Mazes at 27, and closing out our lowdown at the highest spot this week, one spot up from that one, is at number 26 with Delhi to Dublin. Their latest is called We're All Desi.
Awesome. Any predictions?
Oh, I don't know.
I bet you TV Freaks will.
Yeah, I think TV Freaks is going to make it in the top 20, whether it's next week or the week after that. Maybe Stephen Lamke too.
Yeah.
People dig that fella. So it's hard to say, but
TV Freaks is probably one of those ones that will also have some staying power into the new year as well.
Yeah, for
sure. See that happen when albums come in this late, because they probably won't make it onto the top 20 of the year, but they'll make it into the new year for the charts. And that happens quite a bit.
Yeah. One thing that we actually didn't talk about too way back at the beginning of the program, and we talked about, is some of the things that fell off our top 20 this week. And there was a lot of albums that has stuck around for a very long time that fell off last week out of our program. For So Destroyer, as we mentioned, had been at number 1 for quite a long time and is now at number 30, down from 6 last week, and it was on the show 9 weeks in a row. Lindy Ortega was on the show for 8 weeks in a row and is down to number 22, just out of the top 20 from number 12. No Aloha was on our program for 6 weeks in a row, and it's down to number 28 from number 15. And then a couple of these on our show for just 1 week in a row last week, though some of them been on previously. Rah Rah for number 9 to number 21, The Deers from number 20 to number 33, and The Sheepdogs from number 17 to number 42. So all artists we've heard from in the past that you're not hearing from this week, perhaps you will next week, hard to say.
I feel like we should make that its own segment and play sad piano instrumentals behind it, like in memoriam of the albums who fell off the charts.
You can still listen to them in your own time. They're good records.
They are good stuff. All right, we've got 3 more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3, and then we'll make our way from there.
All right, it was our number 1 last week, Ought with Sun Coming Down. It's now at number 3. Here is The Combo.
Nothing holds, nothing takes, nothing holds on. 302. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
So
It's the Earshot 20.
And our number one again this week, up from number three the week before, it is U.S. Girls. They were last number one on October 13th, and they're atop our charts again this week with the album Half Free, and we heard Damn That Valley. Before that, Next Gold by Dilly Dally at number two from the album Soar. And last week and the week before is number one, it was Ought at number three, Sun Coming Down, and the track The Combo.
This show always goes by so fast.
It's true.
It's crazy. 2 hours, and there it is. Bam, another countdown done. 20 albums from the National Top 50 complete again for another week. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. We take the charts from earshot-online.com, and the show is broadcast and recorded from local 107.3 FM, the campus and community radio station in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you podcast the show through iTunes or you download from radioforall.net. No matter how you're listening to the program, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And join us next week for another countdown. We've got Steven back again. There'll be more about debuts below the top 20, and we might even have an interview or two. So join us for that. But until then, stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.